Demonstrators have taken to the streets again in the eastern city of Awamiya in Saudi Arabia to protest against the Al Saud regime. The demonstrators chanted slogans against the ruling monarch and denounced the suppression of protests in the country. They showed solidarity with Hussein al-Rabi'i, an activist who's been arrested by regime forces. The protesters also called for his immediate release. Since February 2011, protesters have held demonstrations on an almost regular basis in Saudi Arabia. They've been calling for the release of all political prisoners, freedom of expression and assembly, and an end to widespread discrimination. Mohsen Saleh is a professor with the Lebanese University, with us now live from Beirut. Let's get his thoughts on the situation in Saudi Arabia. Now, Professor Saleh, first of all, how serious are you seeing the protests that are taking place in Saudi Arabia? Some people may be suggesting that they're not as serious, for instance, as they were in Egypt or as they were in Tunisia.
Well, it's true that the situation is different between Egypt, Tunisia, and Saudi Arabia, but it's true also that the regime in Saudi Arabia is from the medieval ages, and backwardness, illiteracy, and the crackdown, all these bad corruption, everything bad in Saudi Arabia, actually. That's why the acceleration of these waves of demonstrations, whether in the eastern part or even in Riyadh, in Abha, in other places, an indication of to what extent these people are of rage, raging, and having a very abhorrible situation in Saudi Arabia. And from the slogans they are raising, that death to the Saudis, to the Saudi family, that will show that people are fed up with this kind of regime, family regime, and also selling the country, all the country, even the sacred places, to the American security and American existence in all the Arabian Peninsula. And I guess the Saudis will continue this.
Well, the thing is, when it comes to the response that the Saudi regime has been giving to these protests, we've been seeing the detentions of activists, we've been seeing women and children put behind bars. Do you think that if the Saudi regime decides to release these prisoners, that things would be eased, at least a lot of these protests would not occur anymore?
Well, freeing some prisoners, whether from the women detainees or from the children, would not appease the people, because the situation is more complicated than what we see. I guess the fire is under the ash, and the situation will deteriorate when it will find its ambience and circumstances. And I guess the situation is very encouraging towards people achieving their aspirations, their promises, their dreams of freedom from such dictatorship and despotism in Saudi Arabia. And it's about time for all the kinds or classes or sects of the people in Saudi Arabia to meet and constitute a new wave of political and religious thinking to topple this despotic and corrupt regime.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mohsen Saleh, professor of the Lebanese University, with us there live from Beirut.